On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
This next segment is dedicated to anyone who is going through it right now, man. Like, sometimes life just kind of kicks you right in the butt over and over and over again. And the thing is, too, like, we're people just like you. We go through our own struggles, and we hope by talking about some of the stuff we're going through, you can also relate, because some of these things just never seem to end, right? Like, I remember my divorce. I was like, is this ever going to be over? And we got through that. One thing that I've been struggling with recently is this post-concussion dizziness, which if you listen to the show for a long time, then you probably already know the story, but we have new friends. I know they're hanging out. Jess, do you want to explain what happened last September?
So
2 Septembers ago now.
So what, 2 years now?
Yeah, it was almost 15 months ago now.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Kramer actually got attacked and robbed in downtown Baltimore.
Yeah. So ever since then, my brain just can't quite catch up with itself. Like, it just can't get out of this like dizzy state that I've been in. And we've talked about the struggles that I've gone through, the things that I've tried. Today, I'm like apprehensive to talk about this. I'm going to get radio waves shot through my brain.
And what does that do? What is the purpose of that?
So I found, and one of you guys actually recommended this. It's called lens therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it stands for, hang on, it's low energy neurofeedback system. And basically what they do is they put electrodes on your head and they shoot these radio waves through your brain in hopes of resetting itself.
Okay.
'Cause sometimes in like trauma, your brain can apparently just get stuck in certain things.
Yeah.
And y'all, I mean, if you've been through something, some kind of long-term, and you guys have been really awesome about sharing your long-term struggles too, and it makes us feel not so alone in this stuff, but you know that feeling of like, God, I've tried this. I mean, I've been on medication, I've done physical therapy.
So this was a suggestion from someone who's done it before?
From a listener. I
have to say, what has been so cool is like, not only with just kind of different options post-concussion, but just in anything, which both of us have appreciated, it's been very, very amazing if someone has shared their own experience, because I've never heard of that before.
No, ever.
So
ever.
The fact that like you listening feel safe enough to share with us something that you've gone through and are willing to share with us, that could either, you know, help one of us, or even, you know, the fact that you're talking about this right now,
yeah,
people are learning about that at the same time. I've never heard about that
before. I'd never heard about this before. Now, this apparently can be good for cognitive issues, mood issues, balance issues, anxiety, pain. Now, I've not done this yet. It's a place down in Ellicott City that I'm going for the first time today. So I'll be able to tell you more as we go, but they're literally going to shoot. I'm at a point now where I'm like, okay, just shoot anything through my brain so that we can just kind of get this figured out. Yeah, we talk about this stuff, man, because we know it's hard. Like, we all know that you right now are probably going through something that just seems like, man, this is like never going to end. This is just never going to be over with. And hopefully collectively, like as a group, we can come together and just do life. So thanks for being a part of the show. We appreciate it. Kristen in Aberdeen, you said you work with kids that have been through traumatic situations.
Yeah, so typically like it comes out as like behavioral issues. Like, we think of your, oh my gosh, they're such a bad kid because they're acting up. But when you really look at some of these kids who have these concerns, you kind of dig deeper and see, hey, they have experienced some type of trauma, and it just mimics like ADHD or behavioral concerns, those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you honestly, like I am concerned about it. I am kind of concerned of like, that's why I'm trying to work through this stuff as much as I can. I mean, being assaulted is crazy. It's a crazy experience. It almost feels like you're in a movie because you're like, is this my life? It just seems like, so I'm trying to like really get down to the bottom of it, because that's exactly what I don't want to happen. Wait, have you heard of this lens therapy before?
I have not. That was news to me, but it is really interesting, and I'd be interested to see if it does, you know, having a, you know, a positive effect on.
Yeah, totally. Me too.
Who did you hear that from, and what happened to them to make them do it?
They were saying that they had, I can't remember, maybe it was a battery situation. I don't quite remember.
Oh,
this,
yeah.
But it was something pretty traumatic.
Yeah.
And their brain was having a hard time resetting. And they did, I think, 12 sessions of this, just shooting these radio waves through your brain.
Yeah.
And it cleared up like a ton of their issues that they were having. I'm curious too, Kristen. I don't know. I'm just going through the motions over here, but obviously I'll keep you updated on how this whole thing turns out. But thank you for what you do. These kids, I'm sure, really look up to you and look to you as a safe space. So
yeah, I love what I do, and I wouldn't wouldn't do anything else.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.